Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Almost 2 years ago, a law with significant retirement planning implications took effect, but was quickly overshadowed by COVID-19. And our next guest says that's probably why there are still many people who aren't aware of the significant change that the law made regarding beneficiaries of IRAs. Peter Pidgeon is a certified financial planner with Hobbs Group Advisors. He joins us by phone now from his office in Columbia, South Carolina. Pete, welcome back to the program.
Mike, thank you for having me again.
So first of all, give us the old rules regarding IRA assets that do not change because of this new law.
Yeah, absolutely. The main thing I want to point out is that spouses can continue a deceased spouse's IRA contract, or spouses can basically roll assets into their own IRA. So that has not changed. The old rule was that a child or, you know, a beneficiary other than the spouse could do what's called a stretch IRA, which means they could, in essence, establish an inherited IRA and effectively turn this money that they've inherited into their own retirement account. They could defer taxation on the money, and the only requirement was that they had to take out a small distribution based on their life expectancy. But other than that, they could defer the principal of the IRA.
Okay, and so what all has changed now? There's no more stretch IRAs.
That's correct. So what's changed? The SECURE Act that passed at the very end of 2019 made several changes to the retirement tax code, one being that required minimum distributions no longer at age 70 and a half, they're now 72, and there are a few other pieces to it. But one of the things that it changed that I believe was a little bit negative is that it did away with the stretch IRA. There are a couple exceptions, but for most people, especially children that are inheriting IRAs from their parents, in most cases, they will now have 10 years to get money out of the IRA. So for example, the old rule said that they could set up an inherited IRA and basically stretch that money out, meaning they could almost turn it into their own IRA account and avoid paying the tax. Now, the rule states that, once again, with a few exceptions, they will have to establish an inherited IRA, and they have 10 years to get the money out of that inherited IRA. The IRS technically doesn't care when they take that money out, as long as all of the money is out at the end of that 10-year period.
Okay, so some tax planning would probably be in order there then, you know, taking a look at what your tax situation is going to be during the next 10 years, if you could prognosticate that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it does create some planning opportunities for both people that are living with large IRA balances as well as those that may be inheriting those in the future.
All right, and so what are you recommending?
You'd be amazed what we see from time to time, which is even people not having anybody listed as their beneficiary. So step one is make sure you have someone, a person, and not your estate listed as your beneficiary. Step two, if you're married, in most cases, almost in every case, you should name your spouse as your beneficiary. Thirdly, well, the one thing I would point out is that the IRS really has created the tax code for people to use their retirement money in their lifetime. They're not great inheritance tools. So if you do have a large IRA balance and you don't intend to use it, that's a situation where there can be some planning.
And as you mentioned earlier, spouses inheriting spouses' IRAs can still continue to defer any action.
That is correct. In fact, a spouse has multiple options, and that's why it's so important for married couples to leave their spouses as their primary beneficiary in most cases. One, a spouse can continue the IRA of their deceased spouse. The other option that many spouses can take is if they have their own IRA, the surviving spouse always has the ability to transfer those IRA assets from their deceased spouse into their own. So absolutely, that's why it's super important to check your beneficiary designations. You know, we usually tell people, you know, every 3 to 5 years or so, it's worthwhile to just check and make sure you have those things set up properly, because once you are gone, you can't change anything. So it is important to, you know, to make sure you know the rules and make sure you have things labeled properly.
Well, Pete, great information. Thanks so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you again, Mike, for having me.
Pete Pidgeon is a certified financial planner with Hobbs Group Advisors in Columbia. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. You can also hear it wherever you find your podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.